Every team has one. The go-to guy, the alpha dog, the guy that says, to quote a famous sports movie, "I'll make it." Melcher Dallas had that guy for three seasons from 2012 to 2014, especially in 2014 when he electrified Saints fans and helped Melcher Dallas to a 9-2 season and a second-round playoff appearance. Chase Wetterling becomes the first Saint to be added to our all-decade team, and he was the man his senior season in 2014. Of the 4,554 total yards the Saints racked up that season, he had over a third of it at 1,449. He says it was not all on him, but it was fun to be a part of.
Yeah, we had a really tough team. We had a really physical team, too. A lot of aggressive guys, a really good defense, and had a good quarterback and a good running back. Jacob Hope had a really good year running back that year and took a lot of the pressure off me, so that was good. But, you know, we just had fun and made it farther than most people anticipated, so that was kind of one of our goals, was to get past that first round. We never seemed to be able to do that. So when we did that, that was pretty exciting.
Chase remembers one game his senior season in week three when arch rival Twin Cedars came to town for homecoming. All week, the message was to put the game away early. And with a 30-0 lead after the first quarter, mission accomplished.
I think our homecoming game was the week three game. We were coming off a loss. We had Twin Cedars for homecoming. And we were pretty nervous about it. They always have a good ball team they put together. And, you know, that game, anything can happen between Melcher and Twin Cedars. So, and we came out aggressive, and we kind of tried to put that. Our game plan was to put the game away in the first quarter, and I think that's exactly what we did. And it's always a good moment to, you know, it's homecoming and playing the rival. It was a good moment to win that game in front of a, you know, packed crowd. And
now, I have yet to tell you about Chase Wetterling's numbers in just his senior seasons, which may have cemented his legacy and his spot on the all-decade team, and they were stuff of a video game. 285 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns, 1,164 yards receiving and 21 touchdowns. Add in the rest of his yards on kick and punt returns, plus a couple of interception returns on defense, and he amassed 1,917 all-purpose yards and 33 touchdowns. He may try to downplay his role, but Chase Wetterling was the man for the Saints. And Chase says his class was blessed with a lot of athletes, and the way they improved, put it all together in the 2014 season, was fun to watch.
We had a lot of talented guys. We were really, really blessed in that way. So we all grew together, you know, through those 4 years, and I think coming into the senior year, we all just kind of put it together. But just watching my teammates get better, you know, having myself get better, learning from the older guys and learning from each other, and finally being able to, you know, when it was our shot, we kind of just went out there and put it all on the line. And, you know, there's not a group of guys I'd have rather played with.
He says the class of the 2012 players were his inspiration for his class to forge their own path. The 2012 Saints went 9-1, and Wetterling says that team was the springboard for his classmates' success 2 years later.
We had a lot of talented guys, especially my sophomore year. The senior class was a very talented class, and we saw the way, you know, they would go through the drills 100%. We saw the efforts they put out, and that's exactly what we did. We went out, we wanted to do what they did, only we wanted to do it better. So defensively, you know, Melcher's always been a really tough, aggressive defensive team, and we decided at the beginning of our senior year, we just wanted to take that to the next level.
He credits Kenneth Wadley and Trent Flesher for guiding him during his early career, and to work hard and expect great things when you put the time in.
I learned a lot from those guys. I took the things that, you know, they could do, and I added them into the things that I could do. I mean, we were kind of different players. I was more of a, I just basically had a lot of speed, but a lot of the other guys I learned from, you know, they could run good routes, they had good hands, good focus, so I tried to pick up on a lot of things that they did like that.
On defense, Chase was just as effective. In his senior season in 2014, he had 35 tackles, 26 solo, 9 picks with 1 return for a touchdown. Like the offensive side of the ball, Chase says he was blessed with great teammates to take the pressure off.
My job actually got a lot easier the more the other guys started to grow. I mean, we had a a lot of guys step up into different positions. So I actually think I ended the season with about 9 interceptions, and I didn't know that until the end of the year. It kind of caught me by surprise, but we put a lot of pressure on teams in the run game. And then so when teams would have to pass, we had a really good pass rush. We had some really good pass rushers on our defensive line. So they put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks that we played, and it gave me an opportunity to make some plays.
Now, as an adult working at Hormel in Knoxville, the values and lessons learned on the football field are being applied to his everyday life.
You know, you learn a lot about adversity. We went through a lot of adversity, dealing with a lot of issues within personnel issues, or, you know, what guys can and can't do. So you learn to step up for your friends. You learn to help other people out. And you learn to just keep going, you know. It's really easy to give up, but, you know, it's a lot more worth it to just keep driving, keep your head down, and just keep moving forward.
So what were Chase Wetterling's numbers? Well, I hope you're sitting down. On offense, he accounted for 3,777 all-purpose yards. On defense, he had 88 tackles, 56 solo, and 14 interceptions. He returned 3 of those for a score. All told, Wetterling hit the end zone 64 times during his incredible career for the Melcher Dallas Saints.
He'll look, he'll throw, he'll go towards the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Chase Wetterling in the corner front end zone. That was a beautiful catch there and a better throw by Alex Mitchell as he threw that one right into the breadbasket.
Join me in welcoming our first Melcher Dallas Saint to the KNIA Cavaliers All-Decade Team for the years 2010 to 2019. For KNIA Cavaliers Football Friday Nights, I'm Derek Cardwell.